Nashville, Tennessee is already known to many Americans as Music City. It is famous for country music in the United States and is home to many recording companies. But recently, music recorded for video games, television shows, and movies could earn Nashville a new name, Soundtrack City. The city is known for very good studio musicians. They work mostly on recordings rather than live performances. Musicians in Nashville have helped to make the soundtracks for some of the most popular video games in the U.S. These include Madden, FIFA, Call of Duty, and Star Wars. Also, more production companies have been bringing their film and TV soundtrack recordings to Nashville, including Netflix, Showtime, Sony, and Focus Features. A program the state of Tennessee established last year gives financial support to companies for doing business in the city. Nashville has become one of the two or three major places to record in the world for film, game, and television, Steve Schnurr told the Associated Press. He is president of music for Electronic Arts, or EA, the video game company. In the past, Schnurr worked for MTV and music production companies such as Arista. He also worked as a music supervisor on films before joining EA. "I've been preaching Nashville for some time, and initially it was met with a little cynicism," he said. "Nashville? Don't they make country records there?" For a long time, EA recorded soundtracks for their games with orchestras or large groups of musicians in Los Angeles, London, and Eastern Europe. That changed about 7 years ago when Schnurr came to Nashville to record music for a game called Dragon Age Inquisition. "It was like the world's greatest band," Schnurr said, of the 60-member orchestra gathered for the recording. "It really supported what Nashville is, a collaborative place." Nashville musicians were both fast and skilled, he added. This proved true even on complex songs written by well-known composers such as Hans Zimmer, Lorne Balfe, Jeff Russo, and John Debney. "This is a first-take town," said Schnurr. "You go to Prague, you're doing 6 or 7 takes." Now, Schnurr estimates 90% to 95% of EA's soundtrack music gets recorded in Nashville, with the rest recorded in London. The music of video games often is very important to the gameplay in creating both emotion and attachment to the storyline. Chris Bowers is the composer behind the award-winning film Green Book. He came to Ocean Way Nashville Recording Studios to record the soundtrack for Madden NFL 20. "I think the music immediately connects you, especially when there are strong themes or these melodies that you can't forget. You hear it, and you're immediately transported to your childhood," Bowers said. Bob Raines is executive director of the Tennessee Entertainment Commission. He noted that Tennessee has to compete with neighboring states like Georgia and Louisiana for film and TV production. And music production was what put Tennessee ahead of its competition. Raines notes that the state has the highest concentration of musicians in the U.S. It is second in the country for concentration of sound engineers. About 5 years ago, Raines said they started seeing growth in the soundtrack industry, so the state started working on a program to bring in business. In 6 months, they brought 5 new musical projects to Tennessee that likely would have gone to Eastern Europe, Raines said. The projects were with Netflix, Showtime Networks, Focus Features, Sony, and EA. We have a legacy of music as a state, so it was easy to promote, said Raines. Steve Schnurr said, now the problem is not bringing projects to Nashville. It is finding the time and space to record them. I'm Pete Musto.